Motor City Bowl are now available. Log on to UConnBowl.com for priority ordering information and up-to-the-minute UConn Bowl news. To order travel packages and game tickets, call 1-888-GO-UConn. That's 1-888-GO-UConn.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
I don't have an artistic It has sometimes been suggested that I fall somewhere within the autism spectrum.
You definitely do. I've seen you, and you definitely
are. What do you mean you've seen? Where have you seen me?
I've seen you at Wild Oats, like, looking panic-stricken because people were trying to make eye contact with you.
Okay, well,
that was
Wild
him.
Oats.
Yeah. I can say that was him, definitely.
Well, of course, I don't want to make eye contact with you.
Panic-stricken look, thinking that people were trying to make eye contact with you. I, for example, was staring into space wondering where the heck my keys were.
Yeah, I remember you. Okay, I remember you.
And you made eye contact with me, and you're like, and you had that, like, do I know her? Am I supposed to know her? Oh my God, is he going to say hi to me? Look.
I'm never going out in public again. But I'm actually the picture of normalcy in other ways, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody who would back me up about this right now, and nothing is coming to mind.
Only Lowe's has any album.
Remember the Barry Bonds? The dense, bristly wolf hair grows wherever you rub it. It's probably not flaxseed oil. It's time for Sports on Trois, the very French sports discussion segment of it, Mr. Ambrosio.
Oui.
The proceedings and myself,
Louis Gaston de la Mer.
You all right?
I'm
all right, time for the Ask Mr. Ambrosio question.
It's just in the nick of time, I would say. How come this mic's starting to go out now?
Maybe you're just overpowering.
I'm just, my voice is too.
Oh, I just thought the
same mic that was going out the other day.
No, I thought three was going out the other
day. No, four was going out.
Let's go. Oh, you're right. That one is better.
Dear Mr. Ambrosio, death in animals is usually defined as the point in which brain activity ceases.
You saw the same thing in human beings.
Yes. In light of that, in the plant kingdom, when is a plant considered dead?
Plants are actually never considered dead. Plants go from stages of life. There is the initial stage of life, which even in the plant kingdom is called birth.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the stage of fullest fruition for plants, and that is called maximum life.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into the phase where they are not as active, shall we say, where they're a little bit... Yeah, well, I mean...
Some would call that dead.
But see, and that's the mistake.
Oh, okay.
They're not dead, because a plant will never die. Even when you throw out a plant, a plant is not dead. It's in a slower sense of living, which is the way we describe it. Some plants, there are plants that have lived in the proper climate with proper care for over 10,000 years.
Right.
As hard as
10,000 years?
I'm not kidding. 10,000 years. So, plants... and this is said by people far smarter than I was many years ago. Plants don't die, they just fade away.
That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Squid instead.
Yeah. That would seem quite harmless.
Well, giant squid, the big question is, what do you do with the giant squid when it's not in the water anymore? Because, in fact, they're so heavy, they collapse under their own weight. And so they just...
Well, why would they be out of the water?
Well, you know, if you wanted to display one of them, for example.
Oh.
If you had a dead one. So, but the problem is they're so big that, you know, you have this lovely cylindrical thing in the arms and everything. They're just so big, they just collapse. They just, you know. So, for the first time, two huge giant squid specimens are being prepared to go on display. The preparation is done by a controversial German anatomist, Gunther von Hagens, who will use the plastination technique that he uses to display human bodies. Gunther von Hagens invented plastination while at the University of Heidelberg in 1970. The process involves replacing water and fat in the corpse with a polymer. I kind of wonder how Gunther actually came up with this assumption. But anyway, it's allowed him to exhibit dissected human bodies in lifelike poses. I just imagine Gunther's parties are a little bit disturbing. But a giant squid with its lack of a rigid internal skeleton for support and relatively poorly understood circulatory system posed some novel challenges. Even for Gunther von Hagens! You're not helping him over there.
I'm sorry.
but anyway, he has figured out. He's surmounted. I have to short.
We can always do it after.
He's surmounted these challenges.
After
and now there's a giant squid lying across Brickyard Road. So we're going to have 4 minutes of traffic right here.
doesn't...
She's going to go to the National ACU as Senior Organizational Development Manager. You know, whenever these French Canadians cancel their genealogical society...
it doesn't make any sense to me.
There's an inch of snow. We can't go out.
Inch of snow?
Inch of snow? Much too cold? We don't know how to drive in the snow.
So I get the story about that. We don't have a lot of time here, but I am intrigued by this. They're selling a ghost on eBay. I think the bids may have closed out. But
they're selling what on
ghost?
eBay?
Well, I heard there was an unconfirmed
the holy ghost.
No, just
like, this is out of control.
No, this woman, in fact, she's got her kid is afraid of her father's ghost, his grandfather. And so she decided to assuage his fears by selling the ghost on eBay. I'm not sure that that's what Dr. Phil recommends, but maybe
there's a ghost going to feel about this.
Yeah. But that's the thing, you buy somebody...
Can you spank your ghost? Yeah. That's another good question.
And you have to walk it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get ghost poo all over the house. And it's bad enough, like having a dog or something like that, but if it's kind of, honey, if you're on your way out, would you mind just letting the ghost out for a couple of seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't use the toilet anymore. They'll fall through the toilet if they're there to sit on it, so they got to go outside. So actually, at one point, they had like a $5,000 bid. I don't know if that was a really confirmed $5,000 bid, but sometimes these things are fake. But the idea that you would pay anything for anybody's ghost. I mean, it's a cute little story. I mean, in a kind of grim, macabre way.
Yeah.
It's actually the woman's son is named Colin. He's 6 years old. Spells his name wrong. But he was afraid of his grandfather's ghost. And so she thought...
wouldn't there have been a better way of handling this?
Selling the ghost on eBay. It does sort of indicate that, you know, nobody's all that attached to Grandpa. He's going to go, his ghost is going to the highest bidder. Yep. Don't worry, we sold Granddad, you know. It's sort of not a tender little story when you think about it, you know, because, yeah. I mean, then they're going to, you know, take the money and go out to Denny's or something.
Don't ghosts go pretty much where they want to go? I don't think it's like, you know, it might be a little difficult getting them to relocate.
Yeah. They're like bears. They whiz where they want. I don't know.
You've got that French-Canadian thing on your mind.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think there was some talk that some of the money might actually go to charity. Because I think, whatever.
That's beautiful.
But she's one of those charity ghost auctions.
Eastbound 84 comes to a stop in advance of exit 44 Prospect, Oakland West Hartford, up to and a little bit.
Valley Girl Scout Council closed. Enfield Historical Society, all events are canceled. The French Canadian Genealogical in Tallinn is closed.
We cannot go out, Jacques. It's too snowy out there.
Greater Hartford Dance Academy closed. Hockenham River District Roundtable, all meetings canceled. And Ukrainian National Home Bingo is canceled.
Sweet snow.
Well.
So
far, Urban Meyer and Steve Mariucci have turned down the job in Notre Dame, and today, Jamie Lee Curtis said she would also not take it. It's time for Sports Aqua, the very French sports discussion segment with Kevin Nathan, Mr. Bruce Stevens, and myself, Louis Gaspard de la Mer.